welcome to Asexuals Anonymous, the podcast where we talk all about asexuality. If you would like to get in contact, please do. We love reading all your emails. I've actually just found a load of emails in my junk, which I didn't realise were there. So thank you so much. We're going to delve into them today. But if you'd like to get in touch, please do. It's asexualsanon@hotmail.com or DM me on TikTok, AmyButler66, AmyButler66, or DM me on Instagram, AmyButler96. Let's get on with the episode. Hello, I've got my anonymous friend with us again this week. Hello, anonymous.
Hola. Oh, I think I did Spanish last time.
What are you bringing today?
Guten Tag, bit of German.
Oh, I never did German.
I did German briefly. It's a very interesting language, but no, it didn't really stick so much. So I can stop at Guten Tag.
Okay, brilliant. I think that's a good place to stop because I have no response here.
Fine. It's all good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I'm tired. I feel like I've had a really tired week, which is really annoying because I've not really done anything. But I also think that's the problem.
Yeah, I usually sleep better when I've like been busy and my brain's been busy.
Yeah, next week is the start of my 3-week wild time, so I cannot wait to do that. I am doing a play, for those that don't know, called The Lost Lionesses, all about the Women's World Cup in 1971. There's also a documentary on it called Copper 71, which is really cool because it's not just about the England team, the documentary, it's about all the teams that were involved. But we're telling the story of the England team. So if you're interested in women's football, get some tickets, check us out. We're in Bedford this week, but hopefully we're bringing it back to London.
Yeah, and I saw it the first time that you guys did it, and it was phenomenal.
It was good, right?
It was so good. It was brilliant. I mean, I've watched the documentary as well, and like, obviously you said it before, like, I'm interested in women's football, but it was brilliant, and you absolutely smashed it.
Oh, thank you. I actually can't wait. I can't wait to be back with the gang, and it's changed a little bit as well, so I'm excited to see the changes. Get back onto it, really. How have you been? How's your week been?
Yeah, not too bad. I feel like I'm just slowly trying to creep to the end of the longest month in the world.
Yeah.
But no, I'm good. I'm good. Nice chilled weekend.
Yeah. And then, I feel like we should acknowledge also the fact that we're very late putting this episode out.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Sorry. I'd like to say it won't happen again, but I can't keep that promise.
Yeah, we were both very busy, but even though neither of us really did anything, but we were both really busy for some strange reason.
Yeah, that is so true, actually. We just couldn't find a time that like matched up, could we?
Yeah, no, it's true.
We've got it now, so hopefully I'll get this out as soon as possible. But also, we're going to record a couple more episodes, so we've got some in the bank.
Yes, when you're off being a award-winning actress.
Stop it, girl. Stop it.
It's true, it's true.
Right, let's get on with this episode then. I have, like I said in the introduction, found some more emails, which is really exciting. Cool. So let's go. So as always, we're going to keep it anonymous, as it doesn't state whether they want to be anonymous or not. So this one says, "Hi, Amy. Hello from California." Hi.
This is so cool.
I love it when it's across the seas. It's so fun.
Yeah,
I started listening to your podcast a couple of weeks ago and I love it. It makes me feel like I'm chatting with my ace gal pals, something I've never had in real life. Aww.
That's cool.
That is really cool. Your conversations are so relatable and validating. So much of the ace content out there is very asexuality 101. So your podcast is such a breath of fresh air. I would love to be a long-distance friend. Absolutely. Come join the gang. Yeah. And if you're ever interested in having another anonymous guest, let me know. I spend a lot of time journaling about my ace experience, so I feel like I'm always brimming with topics to talk about. All the best. Oh, my goodness. 100%. Let's get you on the podcast ASAP. I will
give you a little
email back.
That's really cool.
Really?
And also, it's good that people have got like other stuff that they might want to talk about, because me and you, we just, you know, fumble around inside our brains and just talk about ourselves. So it'd be good if anyone's got anything specific that they would like to talk about.
The fact we literally sometimes don't even plan stuff. We're like, just record, see what happens, see what comes out.
Yes, it's true, it's true. But it
And
works out,
normally,
it always works out for the best, it's
I
fine.
was gonna say, normally those episodes are like the half an hour long ones, and then the planned ones are like 20 minutes.
Yeah. I think I prefer the chaotic ones, 'cause that's just our vibe, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's so fun. Cool. Thank you so much for that email. I will get back to you. Book in a time. So next email is more of a question.
Okay.
Here we go. Again, keeping anonymous. Hi, loving the podcast and so impressed with how far you've come. As an ally who is committed to doing the work to be informed and sensitive to the issues the LGBTQIA plus community faces, I have a question for you. How do you feel about the love is love quote? I'm aware that you and Anonymous don't identify as aromantic, but as it's an identity under the asexual umbrella, I'm wondering how you feel about its use. Does it exclude aromantic people? Should we be using it? It's a phrase associated with pride and the acceptance of how and who you love. But I just worry for those who do not experience that emotion, it's excluding. I would hate to use it and offend a part of the LGBTQIA plus community that already faces less understanding than some of the other identities. Your thoughts on this would be appreciated so I don't put my foot in it. Thanks for helping to educate me so that I can be a better ally. What you're doing is so important.
That was a lovely message.
That's actually from one of my friends, which is so
Ah,
nice. Thank you
that's
so much.
nice. And you know what? It's quite nice to get a message from an ally.
It is. I will also keep her anonymous, but I know who it is and I will give you a little message. Thank you so much. Also, she's like a very dedicated listener, which is
Oh, that's nice.
great. So
Yeah,
thank you.
I've got a few of my friends who listen as well, so we appreciate you guys too.
Oh, hello, friends. So, have you got thoughts on this?
It's a very interesting way of thinking about the whole love is love kind of quote. I don't think I've really thought about it in that way before.
No, I definitely haven't, to be fair.
Or to that level. And I can see like it is a very interesting way of thinking about it. Me personally, I really like that quote. That's kind of my like that's my level of like I don't know, understanding of the quote. I really like it. It's very simple to understand, and as far as I take it, is basically it doesn't matter who you are, how you identify, you can love who you want to love, and you deserve that, and nobody should be able to say to you, you can't have that, or you won't have that, or you shouldn't have that. Like,
I think it's quite defining.
yeah.
Like it does what it says on the tin. It is what it is. And it's short and sweet, and it is the message of kind of pride, I guess, like what she said.
Yeah, and I also think like that is what love should be. Love should just be love. It shouldn't be anything other than that. It shouldn't be hate or discrimination or like anything else. It should just be
Yeah.
love.
A couple of things I want to tackle within this, though, is first of all, is aromantic under the asexual umbrella?
For me, again, like we continuously always say, not experts.
Not
I
experts.
would probably say no. I would probably say those are two different identities, and you could identify as both of those. But like, you can be trans and be gay, and they're not the same, but you can still be both.
Yeah.
But they're not under the same kind of umbrella. So
Because
I would be leaning towards saying no.
I always thought they were different. So I thought there was asexuality and then aromantic. Again,
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but I thought they were different identities. But the A kind of stood for both in the, is it acronym? In the.
Yes, it is. I mean, it depends. I think, yeah, I think it could stand for both. We had that whole chat about how some people thought that the A stood for ally. So I think
I mean, I
people.
think that's a definite no, but
Yes, I agree. But I think people can, if they're ace. Like, as in asexual, or if they're aromantic, I think they can, those people are allowed to pick what the A stands for.
yeah. But
But yeah,
I
I
very
would
much
say
saw them.
different.
I literally saw them as two different identities, as if you are gay and trans. You know, they're different identities. But obviously, you can identify as both because you can identify as asexual and aromantic. So if they were under the same umbrella, you wouldn't be able to identify as both. I mean, I could be confusing the hell out of this right now, but that's kind of how I understood it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that one. I would say,
They were different
because
identities.
when you look at like asexuality and you look at all the kind of subcategories underneath, they all kind of do center around similar things.
Because also, sex and romance are completely different things. Because I would say, yeah, like, I can't remember if I just said this or not, but I would say that I identify as asexual but not aromantic. But then you do get people who identify as both.
Yeah, or people who just identify as aromantic.
Yeah, exactly. So I think I'm gonna go with they're not the same thing, or they're not, so aromantic isn't under the asexual umbrella.
I think that they're very heavily linked in terms of like both of those kind of, it's like what we say is like asexuality is a lack of sexual attraction. So they're both yeah, gross, vile, but they're both kind of similar in that the definitions of what they are a lack of something,
Yeah.
but
Well, it's a
there's a lack
without.
of romantic attraction, isn't
I
it?
wouldn't say it's a lack, it's a withdrawal of, or like it's a
Yeah, obviously
without.
we wouldn't say that because that's
I
not
don't like
like,
the
no, we don't lack, we
word
don't.
lack, all right?
But but I think that's why that they're a bit more intertwined, I think, possibly
Yeah.
than other areas of the LGBTQIA plus
Which
acronym.
also brings me on to romance and love are different as well. So
Yes.
aromantic people very much can still feel love for someone. Which then brings me to the conclusion of I personally don't think that the term love is love would bring offense to aromantic people or necessarily exclude them. What?
No, I think it kind of goes against the message if it's excluding anyone, because the whole message is that it's inclusive of everyone, that everyone should be able to love
Yeah.
someone.
And if
So
they
I
don't
would probably,
love. Sorry, carry on.
no, it's fine. I would probably say if you wouldn't, you, I don't want to say you shouldn't get offended because if people want to get offended, you go right ahead. But I
Yeah.
don't think the intention is there to offend, and I don't think if you use that phrase, you would be offending someone.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It would be interesting to see the point of view of someone who does get offended or feel excluded from the phrase love is love, and I'd love to like know why in a way, because I don't think it would be because they are aromantic. I don't
Yeah.
really think.
I find that, and again, could be wrong, not an expert, I find that people who are offended by the phrase love is love are homophobic people. That's it. Those
Yeah.
are the people who take an issue with that quote and that slogan. It's people who take an issue with gay people or trans people or anyone who's not heterosexual.
Maybe, I think maybe the question is less offensive but more excluding.
Yeah.
Like, is the problem that it's not that it's offensive, because I don't really see how love is love
No.
can be offensive. But
No.
it's more like, do you think it's excluding to aromantic? And I just think my sentence of opinion is that aromantic people still feel love and can
Yeah.
if they want to, so therefore it wouldn't be excluding.
No. I think it's the same thing I said. If you want to be offended, you be offended. If you want to feel included, I think that you should feel included. It's kind of up to the individual person. And if you don't feel included by that, why do you not feel included? Like, what is the
Yeah.
reason that you don't feel included?
I think there will
Because
be a deeper reason why you feel excluded
yeah.
other than being aromantic.
Which it could link to the fact, that we've spoken about it before. Sometimes it's not super fun being ace because you don't necessarily feel like you're going to find that person. So could you possibly be upset because it's not that love is love offends you, it's just that actually you, because you identify in a certain area, it's more difficult maybe to
Yeah.
find love.
And also, I think the whole point in the phrase love is love is you can love anyone who you want. It's giving that freedom of love. So it's saying it's okay to love, if you're a female, another female. It's okay to love the same sex and gender. It's okay to love someone who might be a little bit different or identify as not the same as someone else or not the same as you. Do you know what I mean? It's okay to love whoever the hell you want to love. It's giving that freedom of love. It's not it's giving freedom. It's not giving exclusion.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, that makes perfect sense. I definitely agree with you on that one. But it's good for people to ask questions, and we're not experts, but it's just another person's opinion from a different perspective. So
Yeah, and also, like, I
I
want
like that
to.
email.
Yeah, because also she wasn't saying, oh, it does exclude people. She was saying, do you think. She was asking her opinion on it, basically. So, like, how do you feel about this phrase? Do you think it's excluding? Et cetera, et cetera. And I think my answer to that is no. And I think it's a beautiful phrase. And I think it does sum up pride very easily and well.
Yeah,
Because
I
that is
agree.
what pride is all about. It is about loving everyone, accepting everyone for who they are and who they love, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that's my opinion on it.
Yeah.
But that's really lovely that it's an ally who has written in. So if you're listening to this and you're an ally and you've got any questions, similar or anything at all, then yeah, please get in touch because it's so lovely to hear from everyone who's listening.
I agree. That's my thoughts on it.
I agree. Okay, so I've got another email here. We've got 10 minutes to answer it to try and get under the 30-minute mark for the podcast. Do you think we can do that?
We can do it.
We can do it.
Well,
Let's see.
we like a waffle, so let's see. But let's try, let's try.
Let's try it. Okay. Another anonymous one, obviously. Right. Hi, hope you're doing well. Are you doing well?
Yeah. You?
I'm doing really well, thank you.
Excellent. So yes, thank you. We are.
Oh, actually, he's not anonymous, and he's put his name. It says, "My name is Elliot. I'm reaching out to you in response to your podcast, Asexuals Anonymous. I started listening to the podcast because of my own feelings that I may in some way identify with the notion of asexuality. An exact definition of identity I'm not sure about at this point, nor am I sure if I wish to have a label, but that's a work in progress. Though I would never discourage anyone for doing so if it felt right for them. For context, I'm 29, male, and I've never had a relationship, and I have extremely little experience in romantic settings in general. I'm an anxiety-induced mess, attend therapy on weekly basis, and through part nerves, part a potentially misguided attempt to stay out of any potential hardships, I rarely open up about how I feel about things. Whilst pretty much all of my friends, both male and female, were actively seeking out these romantic and sexual engagements in their 20s, I was in my room, sitting by myself, hood up, rarely going outside. I was always okay with this until I started to feel some anxiety about this when I moved out from my family home at the age of 25 and started living by myself. Truthfully, I'm not entirely sure why I have ever felt this anxiety, given that it's not like I've ever even tried to pursue romantic relationships at all. This recently, however, has developed into a form of what I think might be sexual repulsion. Recently, I have been watching the TV show Twin Peaks. If you're unfamiliar with it, it's essentially a murder mystery, but it's simultaneously very melancholic,
Yeah, that's it.
romantic, and sentimental. Lots of kissing and the occasional sex scene. Even during the lighter scenes of two people sharing a kiss, I'm finding myself having to look away and feeling completely grossed out. This has attached itself to my personal life now, as I recently experienced the same repulsion when visiting some friends, a couple who lived together, and shared a simple goodnight kiss. This is why I believe asexuality may be something I would identify with, no matter how open I wish to be with it. Whilst it would be wrong of me to say that I don't find people with the opposite gender to me visually attractive, I've never found myself in a position where I've wanted to explore that in any capacity. I don't exactly know what this stems from. It's just something I've felt for the longest time, probably since my teens. Being the age I am, as I'm sure you can imagine, the lack of interest I show in girls at school lead to numerous instances of being labelled as gay by my classmates, both male and female. And despite my denying of it, all the mean name-calling clearly stuck with me into adulthood. I just wanted to email you to say that listening to the few podcasts I've listened to thus far has helped me in at least understanding different perspectives from asexual people, and I have certainly found myself relating to individual things spoken about on the various episodes. I don't have any social media profiles, nor do I spend much time on the internet in general. I am often pretty clueless about these kinds of discussions, so I appreciate the crash course, whether intentional or not. I haven't listened to every episode yet, but I'm catching up as quick as possible. I look forward to the more podcasts in the future. All the best, Elliot, 29, from the UK.
Wow.
That's such a sweet email.
And also, like, kind of just going to shout out how cool it is that he's not a social media guy, but he still found the podcast, so...
Yeah, do you know what? That's exactly what I was thinking as I read it. I was like, how did you find the podcast, Elliot? Because that's really cool.
That is, yeah.
I feel like my brain got fried a little bit in that. It was very sweet and very vulnerable.
There was a lot to unpack. There is a lot to unpack from that. First of all, like, hopefully we can help in any way trying to, like, muddle through this strange journey, because... You know, we're all on this kind of strange asexual train and we just have to, like, figure it out. So hopefully me and you just kind of rambling on about ourselves, it does actually help.
Yeah, and we are building a lovely community and it's nice to actually connect with everyone on the comments and the emails and messages and stuff. It's crazy, actually. Sorry, I'm really deeping this now. Like, that's actually wild.
Yeah.
Like, how many people we're reaching and... actually people are finding it helpful,
and the places that we're reaching as well, like, you know, there's been obviously Elliot's from the UK where we are both from, but it's nice that it's kind of going further and further and creating this, like, community. But I think it's hard, and I think especially as you get older with the expectations that everyone has on humans to follow that traditional route of meeting people and things like that, I think you just have to work through what you're comfortable with and decide where you want to be in life, whether or not people agree with that or don't agree with that. It's not always ideal. I think a lot of people who aren't ace have probably experienced the gay accusations growing up, and, you know, like, I went through a phase where I wasn't dating anyone and I wasn't interested in dating anyone or talking to people, and people were like, well, shit, you might be gay. And obviously that wasn't necessarily coming from, like, a bullying, name-calling thing, that, but it's just like, if you don't fit into the normal mold of dating people or speaking to people, or you're not with someone, or you're not married, or you don't have kids, people automatically go towards the, oh, that's not really what you're supposed to be doing. That's not what we do as humans. That's not what we do. So I think it's hard from that kind of side of things, and to have to experience that when you're kind of growing up is difficult anyway. But finding something that you identify with now will hopefully improve your experiences and make you feel a bit more confident with things. And I know some people aren't really bothered about labels, but I find that even though my labels do change, it makes me feel a bit more confident with who I am, and I can kind of own it a bit more, and I can fall into a category where I know that there's other people who have felt the same as how I felt. And I think you just...
I feel like there's like a sense of belonging when you've got a label and you feel less alone. And when something does sort of describe how you're feeling, it just validates it. And it makes you not feel like you're wrong or broken and stuff. So I do think...
Yeah, 100%.
Personally, 100%. I like a label, but... I think it's really important that labels can change, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't know if I've actually met a sex repulsed person and asexual in...
I haven't. Not personally, I haven't.
Actually, scrap that. I've not met very many asexual people in real life anyway.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, but no, I've never really dived into that side of it either, because... It's like me and you have said, there's certain things that we don't understand and we have to try and see it from other people's perspectives. But it's interesting that it's got to a point now where it's kind of like, actually, he's watching TV shows and he's like, no, I'm not for this. And he's seeing his friends, and it's probably quite a I want to say, like, sorry if this is wrong, but probably quite a hard thing because we've spoken about it before how sex is everywhere and sex sells things and.
Yeah, it is interesting how he's kind of come to the conclusion that he's sex repulsed. And I think that's only going to be helpful going forwards and accepting yourself and just learning more about yourself, which is always a positive thing.
And you never know, you could go, you know, put feelings could change, you could put yourself out there and you could actually meet someone who is also sex repulsed and actually rather than you might not have a sexual relationship or even a romantic relationship if that's not what you want, but you might have that companionship of someone who you can share your time with and share similar interests with, and it's not necessarily typically how other people would see a relationship or a partnership, but that goes back to the whole love is love thing. Like you build what you want to build and you have what you want to have and you identify with what you want to identify with, or it might be something that you don't want that and you want to spend more time on your own, and that's okay too. There shouldn't be an expectation in the world that everyone has to be with someone. Like just you do you.
You do you, honey.
That's
Favorite
it.
thing to say.
That's it.
Yeah, thank you so much for writing in, Elliot, and sort of also highlighting the fact that there's like not much asexuality like content out there. Like when I was researching podcasts and stuff, there actually isn't many podcasts about the sexuality and things like that, which I think was
No.
exactly where I was like, well, there's a gap in the market. Let's make one ourselves then.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really nice that to know, yeah, people are enjoying it and it's kind of doing what we intended it to do.
And hopefully, Elliot, like, you know, you're going to therapy, you're figuring things out. Hopefully that just gets better for you. Like, that's not, you're doing all the right things to figure out different parts of yourself. And that can never be a bad thing.
And everyone's got anxiety, honestly. Don't feel like you're alone in that sense either, because
No, and I think identifying as ace or even kind of feeling a little bit like you might fall into one of the categories or some of the categories or whatever, it just ramps up the anxiety of everything else.
it's
And
like anxiety inducing.
yes, it is. And it takes away, like there's some of my friends who love dating and they love just, you know, going out, meeting new people, possibly sleeping with new people. And they really enjoy that experience, whereas I don't. And there's people who aren't ace who don't enjoy that experience because I think life is anxiety inducing with a lot of things and there's a lot of pressure, unnecessary pressure.
Yeah, definitely.
So
But
you
yeah, well
just got
done,
to keep
Elliot,
doing
for
it.
sort of sorting it out as well, because I think a lot of people sort of go through life in denial almost about like
Yeah,
anxiety
or pushing it down or ignoring it or doing things that they're not comfortable with just because that's what they feel like they should do. So.
and stuff. Yeah. Thank you so much. I think that is a great place to finish this week's episode, actually.
Yeah. Some very good, really good choices of emails. Well done.
Thank you. Really tested my reading out loud skills as well.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. We will be back in your ears next time. I'm not committing to next week, but next time.